AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is sending more ships and troops to the Middle East. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
U.S. officials speaking anonymously say the military is deploying three more warships and roughly 2,500 more Marines to the Middle East. One official confirms the USS Boxer and two other amphibious assault ships, along with roughly 2,500 Marines of the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit, have deployed from their home port of San Diego and are bound for the Middle East. Iran is threatening to target recreational and tourist sites worldwide and insists it is still building missiles. The defiance comes nearly 3 weeks into the U.S.-Israeli strikes. I'm Mike Hempen.
Oil prices remain high. Stocks are lower. Steve Prest, a former British Royal Navy commodore and military consultant, says getting ships through the narrow Strait of Hormuz won't be easy.
You can see the other side. Everything is in visual range. It's quite mountainous, particularly on the Iranian side. So you've got the high ground looking down, which of course is militarily advantageous, both for surveillance and targeting, but also for fires.
NATO is pulling its security advisory mission from Iraq after Iranian attacks. The military says it attacked an alleged drug smuggling vessel in the Eastern Pacific, leaving at least three survivors. The Justice Department is filing a new lawsuit against Harvard University, saying its leadership failed to address anti-Semitism on campus, creating grounds for the government to freeze existing grants and seek repayment for grants already paid. The Supreme Court is reviving a lawsuit from an evangelical Christian barred from demonstrating in Mississippi after authorities say he shouted insults at people over a loudspeaker. CBS News says it is shutting down its radio news service after nearly a century of operation. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street as hopes wither for a possible interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve this year. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is on track for its fourth losing week in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 227 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.2%. Rising Treasury yields in the bond market hurt the U.S. stock market. Higher yields mean higher rates for mortgages, credit card bills, and all kinds of other loans. Investors are now speculating that the Fed may have to raise interest rates this year in order to fight off inflation because of how high oil prices have climbed since the war with Iran began. The yield on the 10-year Treasury jumped to 4.38%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is helping five countries in the Gulf counter attacks on their territory by Iranian drones. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.